ever been out late at night and you got the munchies? And too often, for many Vancouverites, there's not much open. Generally, it's a fast food outlet. Well, one Vancouver restaurateur wants to change all that. Rahul Kumar is owner of the Secret Snack Society. Yes, a new society that actually will be offering late-night snacks come this Friday for the first time. He is an immigrant from India. He owns the Karma Indian Bistro in Kitsilano, but he felt, you know what? A lot of students are out late at night, people going to nightclubs, and just our nightlife as well. So he said, let's do what we do in India. We're going to have food available late at night, and it's going to be interesting. It's going to be scrumptious. It's going to be awesome. And he joins us now because he has launched, as I said, the Secret Snack Society. Rahul, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Jeff. It's great to be here.
So walk me through this. When does your not-so-secret Secret Snack Society begin?
So for Secret Snack Society, we will be starting it this week on Friday. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we came up with a concept pretty recently, just like, you know, a few weeks ago, like almost like at starting of December last year. We wanted to do this because we just wanted to provide like some, you know, really great Indian dishes, Indian street style snack food to Vancouver, basically.
So how would this work? Now, I understand you have a restaurant already, an Indian restaurant, and this would work, come out of that kitchen, but it's only for the sort of early morning, late night snacks?
Yeah, absolutely. So for us, so we have a regular, we have a already running restaurant. And, you know, so after we close the service for the restaurant, we will open Secret Snack Society from the same kitchen, but we will just keep it to just to go and delivery. So anyone in downtown area, UBC area, Kitsilano, will be able to go on our website will be able to go on Uber Eats, Skip the Dishes, or any major delivery platform. And they can find us there, and they can place their orders online, and then it will be just directly delivered to them, basically.
And so the Snack Society is sort of for those who are for late nights, early mornings, when sometimes people have a tendency to go to fast food outlets. This is to provide sort of Indian snacks to folks in and around, as you say, UBC, downtown, Kitsilano, that area. Why this concept in your mind? What makes you think this could work?
I think for us, like, to be honest, when we look on, like, so for myself, I usually, you know, go out and eat pretty late, right? So when I look for the options, like, let's say after midnight or after 10 p.m., there's only, like, you know, a couple places available, like McDonald's or Tim Hortons, or not a lot of places available, and especially, like, you know, the area we want to cater to. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of options in the night. So what we want to do is, like, we're like, hey, I think we can, you know, provide some great food and late-night service for the students, you know, late-night food for anyone basically looking for a snack. And they don't want to have it because, like, you don't want to have, like, a burger every day. You don't want to have a, you know, bagel in the middle of the night sometime. You want something else. So we have, like, some really great, like, appetizer, like pakoras. We have them. We have some wraps and stuff. So that's the whole, you know, paying for us.
So this is mostly Indian street food, Indian snacks that you're going to be selling. Is there much of that? I know in any restaurant you can find some of this stuff, but in regards to delivery, in regards to the Indian sort of restaurant scene here, how rare is it what you're trying to offer in regards to sort of Indian nightlife fare, snacks, that type of thing?
Yeah, for us, you know, we do have, like, some of the options which are available, like, in other restaurants too, but we do have, like, some of the really great, you know, rolls and stuff. So we have, like, some paneer roll. You cannot find them in Vancouver, or, you know, so we also have a tandoori chicken roll, and that's hard to find in Vancouver as well. So that's something, you know, something specific to Secret Snack Society. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, a lot more healthier. You know, it got some protein in it, got some salad in it. These are some of the options we, you know, want to have, like, a healthy snack too.
Now, you come from India. Eating late there is very common, especially in the major cities. Talk to me a little bit about street culture, food culture there, where you come from, compared to Vancouver.
Oh, it is really, really, you know, that's what something I miss when I go out eat in the evening or late in the night. So I come from a small city called Patiala, and then we have some spots which are like 24 hours. We have like the paratha places in Patiala everywhere, which are like 24 hours. And all the street food is available late night. You know, as you mentioned, like in India or like in general, Indian people eat their dinner very, very late. I myself eat like almost like my dinner like 10 p.m. 11 p.m. So you know, yeah. So from the place where I am, it's like very, very common to grab food late night with your friends, you know, with the kids or with the families. So it's something that I sort of miss too. So that's another sort of encouragement for us, like, hey, we want to provide something for people who are looking for the same experience we get back home.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when I moved to India, and I was always taken aback when you go to a dinner party and dinner would be 10 or 11 o'clock in the evening. It's just completely different from what we do here in the West. And I mean, it's part of the culture. It's especially with their big cities. The nightlife is so vibrant, especially early in the morning, up until early morning, that having a dinner time being 10 or 11 is quite the norm. And so is grabbing snacks in the early mornings as well. Well, congratulations to you. And just to confirm, the operation will be called the Secret Snack Society, and it launches this weekend, upcoming weekend.
Yes.
All right. So if you're hungry between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m., you just look up Secret Snack Society. And this is going to be mostly in the UBC downtown core, right?
Yes, that's right.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Rahul. All the best to you. Look forward to chatting with you in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.